Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So the president has been seen for the first time since dropping out today. Here to talk about all of this craziness with us is Senator Tommy Tuberville, one of the greats of college football fame as well. Senator, it's great to have you on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you. It is crazy times. I'm in the swamp, and these creatures are floundering around right now.
By the way, just before I get started, I have to tell you, we just watched the movie The Blind Side the other day. My son loves that movie, and you were his favorite.
Well, that's awesome. Nobody ever thought it would be that popular, but all the original coaches were in it, and I think that made it a little bit special. But it was a great storyline, and Sandra Bullock won an Academy Award for that. Tim McGraw was awesome, so great time.
You should have won an Academy Award for that. I'm just saying, all right? I'm just saying. Where do the Democrats go from here? I mean, it seems to me Kamala Harris is a deeply unpopular candidate, and her policies are just absolutely awful.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, you didn't think they could do worse than Joe Biden. Joe Biden at least had an excuse. Kamala Harris, I call her California Harris, she doesn't have an excuse to be as far left as she is. She has the most progressive voting record in the Senate, and she believes in all that Green New Deal and no oil. She hates fracking. She has no clue about anything to do with, you know, money and finances and how we can get this country to grow. She could care less. And the one thing she is big on is she cannot stand law enforcement. She just hates authority. I don't know what happened to her when she was young, but she cannot stand the law enforcement. She was big on defund the blue. Don't do anything for them. You know, they're corrupt. And, you know, it's just the way it is. But they got them a zinger. And I'm telling you, I don't see any way possible that she, I don't think, I, you know, there, I think there's even a chance she might not even make it to the convention there when they see her popularity dive.
No, I agree with you. I actually agree with you 100%. I'm really starting to think this whole thing's a ruse here. I mean, why go through all this effort to push Biden out of the race only to replace him with somebody who loses even worse to Donald Trump? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I thought that President Biden was going to give President Trump a run for his money because people know who he is. They know he does have some problems. But the problem is, you know, the machine is really that strong out there behind Biden and Kamala. They're the ones making the decisions, the elite, Obama, you know, Schumer, Pelosi, all the people that just love power. They're making all the decisions. And everybody says, well, won't we do the 25th Amendment and get President Biden out of there? It's not making a difference because the same people that's been making the decisions for the last 3.5 years will be making the decisions until President Trump is put into office. So, man, I tell you, a socialist country with open borders and one world government and globalist, I never dreamed we'd even be close to this, but they are bound and determined to take this country over and run it right down the tubes.
You mentioned fracking. I think, you know, here we are broadcasting out of Pennsylvania, Senator, and she said she wants to ban fracking. I mean, wait till they start running those commercials in Pennsylvania. It's gonna kill her. Yeah. It's gonna kill her candidacy.
Do you think she knows what fracking is? I'm really glad she sat down and asked her, just explain that. What does fracking actually mean? And she probably couldn't tell you. It's just she's probably the most uneducated when it comes to common sense and really learning about our country and how it really operates. I know she's got a law degree and she was a district attorney, but all she did was put people in jail and let them go in the front door and out the back door again and prosecute more policemen. And basically she did criminals. She hates law enforcement. She hates any kind of authority. And right now, we need authority in this country. We need leadership. We need strong leadership. We don't need weak people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to continue to run this country into the ground.
Senator Tuberville, a lot of people are happy that the Secret Service Director resigned today, Kimberly Cheadle, but they still want answers, and they feel like they got no answers whatsoever yesterday when she testified before the House committee. We got to hold their feet to the fire, no question about it.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to a hearing with about 15 senators of what everybody's kind of dug up on their own. Because the three-letter agency, CIA, FBI, you can't trust them. The upper echelon is gone. You know, they're all bureaucrats and they're running their country to grab. This lady had no clue what she was doing. She was Jill Biden, one of her best friends. They gave her a job. She was former security head at Pepsi-Cola and Frito-Lay. Now, this is a $3 billion budget with 8,000 employees. She was in Aspen when the former president was shot at and hit, and she never went to Pennsylvania. I would have, you know, if you're the Secret Service, head of Secret Service, and a former president is attempted assassination, you're there before the sun goes down. And she's not even attempted to do it, but she needed to go. But unfortunately, they'll put somebody else in there that's worried more about diversity and inclusion and equity and all that. And it's really sad.
What are some of the questions that you still have that you want to answer to, Senator?
Well, first of all, here's this young 20-year-old that walking around for an hour and 20 minutes that they know of before this happens. He became they started questioning, well, what's this guy doing? And they had people in that building that he crawled up on. It was just, they said it was probably too hot for him to get up there. Well, I want you to think about this. 6 o'clock in the afternoon, sun is bright, it's a tin roof. It's probably 130, 140 degrees up there. How do you keep from not burning your hands? And, you know, you could probably fry an egg up there on that tin roof. He couldn't have been up there that long, but he's moving around. I want to know where the communication was from the Secret Service to the local law enforcement. There was none, I'll tell you. And that's what I have found out. There was no way of communicating from the local law enforcement to the Secret Service. Secret Service should have known very quickly, hey, there's somebody here that we're suspect of. Don't put the president out on the stage until we let you know what we're going to talk to him or do whatever. And I know these people in Secret Service. I play golf with the president. I know them personally. I walk around with them, talk to them. They're on top of their job. They just didn't have enough of them. They didn't have enough people. They were very understaffed. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier. This Secret Service director really had no clue. They did not worry about President Trump because he's at all these rallies and everybody just loves him. Never did they dream somebody would climb up on the top of a roof and take a bunch of shots at him. And but they found out real quick that this is a crazy world. There's something wrong with that kid or whoever shot the shot. But we will never find out. You know, we still don't know who shot President Kennedy. And that's been, 60, 70 years. So these people will cover it up. And hopefully if one President Trump gets elected, then he can put a group together and say, I want to know exactly what happened. We don't need this to ever happen to another president or whoever down the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's the deep state again, the deep state, which really runs this country. You've talked about this a lot. You've tweeted as much, too. And I would recommend everybody follow you on X, by the way, at T.T. Uberville. So T. Tuberville. I would recommend people following you because you talk about this stuff. I mean, you said it. You know, the deep state runs this country.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'm not a politician. I'm a football coach. And I come up here and I see how this is run, you know, but not just Democrats, but also people have been up here forever that are ingrained in how this country is run. And it should be run by the people and the elective people that come up here. And we got people that stay too long. My God, what does somebody like Joe Biden need to be up here 50 years for? That's a red flag right there. You don't need people in politics that long. So there's got to be a lot of things done up here. You know, of course, I'm just a football coach up here representing the great state of Alabama. I love every day of trying to help my people and people across the country. But the swamp and the machine is deep. It goes very, very deep. And, you know, I'm very concerned about the election, about the direction it'll go in terms of fairness. We know what they did in 2020. We know what they did in 2022 in some states that just absolutely just went haywire in terms of the election process. But we got to leave it to the states and we got to hold people accountable. But nobody ever goes to jail. I mean, if you do something wrong, you should go to jail. But nobody is ever prosecuted when it comes to any kind of federal voting law that's broken.
No, they get away with it. I mean, we know it all too well here in Philadelphia. What do you think about President Biden now remaining as president? I mean, if he can't run, should he still do the job from now until January? I mean, he's clearly not there anymore.
I'd rather him do it than this progressive left California, Kamala Harris. And again, Joe Biden's not doing this. It's Schumer and Pelosi and Obama. And the machine behind them, all these, I call them elite, but they're overseas, you call them oligarchs, but, you know, got all this money and they make decisions for them and not the American people. So, we got to get this country back. The people want a normal life. There's been nothing normal since, President Trump won and the progressive globalists just went berserk and started just throwing stuff at him, Russia collusion, trying to bankrupt him, trying to get him for everything, or you call to Ukraine, which he was exactly right. I mean, it just makes you sick at your stomach of what's going on. But people want something normal. But it's not going to happen when you got leaders like we have up here. That yesterday we had the leader of Israel, one of our biggest allies, fly in, and not one person met him at the plane. Not one person. We should be embarrassed. We should apologize to them and the people from Israel, the way they're treated. Tomorrow, Kamala Harris is not going to go to the speech. Joe Biden's not going. Patty Murray, the so-called pro tem of the Senate, is not going. You can't make it up. But I'll tell you what they'll do. If Zelensky flew in that green T-shirt and got off a plane, you'd have 100 of them out there meeting him. And this guy is corrupt, and he shut down the government. He shut down the media in Ukraine. He shut down churches in Ukraine. They're a lot more communist than probably a lot of other countries are. But we're backing this guy. You can't make all this up.
Your colleague J.D. Vance now getting the nod to be Trump's running mate. I know that's got to make you happy.
Oh, J.D., great. He's not a politician. That's what I like about him. Yeah, President Trump asked me, what do you think, Coach? I said, well, I'm for somebody that's not been up here forever, for somebody that will help you give fresh ideas and new life. He's very, very smart. You know, he didn't like President Trump 5-6 years ago, but he was brainwashed by the media, as a lot of people are. And once he started seeing what President Trump was doing, he fell in love with the policies and the way he did things and changed his total attitude towards him. And President Trump knew that, and he knew that. And he was glad to see somebody come aboard with him that believed the nonsense that this mainstream media was preaching. So J.D. will be great. He's young. A lot of people said, well, he's too young. He hadn't been in the fights. Hey, I want somebody that will fight but hadn't had to go through all this machine that goes through the chopping block up here in Washington, D.C. I think he'll do outstanding.
I'd be remiss, Coach, if I didn't ask you about Senator Menendez, since he's the senator from New Jersey, announcing today he's going to resign after obviously being found guilty for all of his corruption. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, I've got to know Bob pretty well. I work out in the Senate workout room with him quite often. They had a lot of evidence. And, you know, when the federal government comes after you, they're very seldom going to bring an indictment unless they got the goods on you. And I knew right off that, you know, almost $500,000 in your house and cash and in gold bars. And he had a lot of power up here on the Foreign Relations Committee. And it's just unfortunate for him and his family. But you got to pay the price for if you're going to get involved in something like this. But he's leaving August the 20th. And I don't know why he's waiting that long, but that's the Democrats. That's the problem they're going to have to figure out down the line.
Well, I think it's interesting how they only went after him after he crossed the Biden administration on the Iran deal. It certainly seems like up until then they were fine with everything, you know. No coincidence there.
Hey, yeah, don't go after the machine. You go after the machine, you're going to pay the price if they can get to you. And we're all like that. I don't care what they think about me. I really don't. I tell it like it is. And again, I'm for the American people and our country, and I want this thing to get back normal. And the only way we can do that is get people in office that are going to come here and do the right things. And we've got a lot of people up here that are like that, but we also got a lot of people that want to come up here and want to get on TV and want to do the things that make them popular. And being popular in politics, to me, is not the idea of a great life.
Listen, it's an honor to have you on the show, Coach. I really appreciate it. Senator Tommy Tuberville, thank you for joining us here in Philadelphia. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, would love to have you there this summer. And like I said, we'll be there live for our next live show on Friday, September 6th. So mark your calendar today so you can join us for that. Live shows are always the best. They're always a ton of fun. And I want to make sure that you are there. Okay. So GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Kamala Harris is an authoritarian. No question about it. She's one of the absolute worst authoritarians. And over at National Review, Dan McLaughlin wrote a great piece about this. I want to just share a little bit with you. So the one that you've seen in public cackling and laughing all the time and sounding like a crazy person, that's part of it, no doubt about that. But then there's the side of her as the attorney general. That Harris was a dangerous authoritarian with an unlimited appetite for power who displayed contempt for the Constitution and no regard for the rights, dignity, faith, or reputations of anyone in her way. And then there's the laughing character, the hyena that you always see in public. But they're not inconsistent. Power hunger is not limited to the smart, the competent, or the eloquent. Incompetence is not limited to the meek. Disregard for America's Constitution, laws, and basic civics can proceed as much from ignorance as from malice. Harris, raised in the progressive hothouse of the San Francisco Bay Area under the tutelage, of course, of Willie Brown. She's reflexive rather than considered because she has never really had to engage with opposing ideas, win the support of people who disagree with her, or pay a political price for disregarding their rights. His most specific fear of Harris goes back to the early days of her presidential bid her support for adding the number of justices to pack the Supreme Court. She's a court packer. She wants to do that in the spirit of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and a lot of other people right now who think that they can have the court be basically a mini legislature and get through all the stuff that's completely unpopular that could never get passed through Congress. That's something that Kamala Harris endorses. The other two is she wants to get rid of the filibuster, break the filibuster to impose radical systemic change. Both Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are retiring. Sinema may be replaced by an arch progressive, unless Carrie Lake's able to win that seat, which we hope she is. The second is Republican control of the House, which presently hangs by a thread. In 2020, after Biden criticized court packing during the primaries, he and Kamala Harris both refused to commit themselves on the issue in the fall. They got away with this, although the issue played badly for Democrats in multiple Senate races. That's why the progressives have worked so hard in the interim on creating a smoky screen of ethics complaints in order to lay the groundwork for claiming that they are saving rather than trashing the court. The end goal, however, is just the same. Just last weekend, Biden caved further and told the Congressional Progressive Caucus that he was about to roll out a plan aimed at limiting the court that appears to entail removing some of its current members in order to change its decisions. And I would imagine Kamala Harris will probably push that plan as well. Court packing is hardly the only way in which Harris is not only terrible on just about every public policy issue under the sun, but also dangerously authoritarian and contemptuous of the essential norms that have allowed our system of constitutional democracy to survive this long. There's no question Harris is inclined to use every lever of power available to circumvent Congress and bring the machinery of government down on anyone who stands in the way of her progressive agenda. Here's some of that. Harris pledged to issue a gun ban by presidential executive fiat, and then when Joe Biden objected that the Constitution might be an obstacle to that, she laughed out loud during that debate, laughed out loud at the idea that the Constitution could be an obstacle to just coming out and taking unilateral action on guns. In 2017, Harris opposed Justice Neil Gorsuch's confirmation on the grounds that he was too concerned with the law to serve on the Supreme Court, saying that he valued legalisms over real lives. Kind of gives you a window into the kind of people that she would appoint to the court if she would ever become president. As California Attorney General, Harris used her office's criminal enforcement powers to go after David Deladian for exposing Planned Parenthood's involvement in the illegal fetal tissue trafficking, including raiding his apartment. Then, working hand in glove with Planned Parenthood, she lobbied for the legislature to empower her successor to prosecute Deladian for undercover journalism. Many of Harris's charges against Deladian were later thrown out in court. This is a blatant assault on free speech and a free press. Long after Harris left California, that man is still fighting the legal assault against him. To Senator Tuberville's point, if the government wants to come after you, the government will come after you. Harris also weaponized her office as California Attorney General to pursue Americans for Prosperity and other groups over their dissent from left-wing climate orthodoxy. Harris's effort to force nonprofits to disclose their donor lists was later found to violate the First Amendment, but not before a court found that her office systemically failed to maintain the confidentiality of those records. Of course, intimidating the donors out of giving was entirely the point. Her position was so extreme and so favorable to foreign tyrants such as Xi Jinping that it was denounced by a massive cross-ideological spectrum of amicus groups, including the Biden administration itself, and resulted in a Supreme Court rebuke that specifically cited the misconduct of Kamala Harris's office. In fact, liberals were appalled at how badly the case went. Harris ran on rewriting immigration laws by presidential executive fiat. It was characterized at the time as, why run for president when you can run for queen? Of course, the Biden MO of trying to rule by executive order would only accelerate with Harris as president. She pledged another executive fiat on prescription drugs by saying, I'll give Congress 100 days to send legislation to my desk to stop Big Pharma from raking in massive profits at the expense of Americans. If Congress won't act, I will, she said. She pledged to bulldoze the legislative filibuster, interring two centuries of Senate tradition, if Congress did not pass the Green New Deal. Harris demanded, with no basis whatsoever in the Constitution, that states be required to pre-clear changes to their abortion laws through the federal executive branch. In California, she pushed to jail parents for truancy using a law whose passage she advocated. She's publicly embraced on multiple occasions Al Sharpton, the most toxic figure in American political life, calling him her dear friend. This is a guy, of course, responsible for inciting murder, riot, arson, and anti-Semitic pogroms, leading a hoax rape accusation against innocent men, tax evasion, among other things. As a senator, Harris grilled the judicial nominee on his membership in the longstanding mainstream Catholic group, the Knights of Columbus. During the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, Kamala Harris ran with the most scurrilous smears against him, reading into the congressional record the ludicrous and since discredited gang rape charge peddled by Michael Avenatti. Harris tried to get Kavanaugh impeached from the D.C. circuit. Truth was beside the point. Kavanaugh was in her way. Remember when people professed to be shocked by lock her up because Americans aren't supposed to support jailing their political opponents? Well, Harris said during her campaign that she would have no choice but to criminally prosecute Donald Trump if she were elected. She frequently defended her hardline stances as attorney general by claiming that she was bound to defend the law, but she refused to defend the popularly enacted Proposition 8 barring same-sex marriage in court. Similarly, when political violence erupts on her own side, Harris plays a different tune. During the George Floyd riots, she supported a fund to bail out rioters, making it more difficult for order to be restored and exacerbating the violence, the thwarting of government business, and destruction of property of innocent people. And then there's her record as criminal prosecutor. He writes, "While I have no objection to the aggressive use of proper law enforcement powers against crime, there is an enormous paper trail of criticism of Harris for, among other things, defending unjust convictions, withholding evidence, protecting prosecutorial misconduct, and even arguing that prisoners should not be released because the state needed their labor." Yeah, a true civil libertarian right there, huh? The overall picture of Harris's record is one that ought to alarm anyone who believes in limited constitutional government and also as well as individual liberty. David Harsanyi said this about her: "There is no power Harris has held that she hasn't abused. The fact that much of this passes for mainstream thought in her party makes this worse, not better. Our system has a strong immune system against threats of the sort that Donald Trump has presented," he writes. "It is a very weak immune system against threats of the sort Harris presents. Virtually every abuse of power she champions would have a battery of institutions, the press, the academy, the bar, all lining up to support her. This is because we even address ways in which Harris is dangerous in more irresponsible ways. For example, during the 2020 vice presidential debate, she baselessly raised alarms about the safety of COVID vaccines solely on the grounds that they had been developed under the Trump administration. She said at the time, 'If Donald Trump tells us to take it, I'm not taking it.' Kamala Harris has also been a supporter of race-based reparations. And of course, she spent the past 4 years as vice president serving up word salads and doing other dead-end ceremonial jobs. So she's been kind of hidden from the public view. In 2022, she claimed that America does not have free and fair elections. So she's an election denier. And she hired a communications director who had recently claimed that the 2000 election, was stolen. At one point, she floated using executive orders to unilaterally take over state elections. On political prosecutions, Harris has remained consistent in office as vice president. She constantly touts the abusive criminal charges against Donald Trump. As to Alvin Bragg's case, premised upon the theory that Trump stole the 2016 election, Harris crowed of the verdict, quote, "Cheaters don't like getting caught and being held accountable." Meanwhile, she blasted special counsel Robert Hur for his description of Biden's memory issues. And she said the following, quote, "The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated." You know, she's one of the people, of course, who ran with the great lie that Joe Biden was up for the job, that he had no cognitive decline whatsoever, and you should not believe your lying eyes. She's one of the champions of that. Harris has also signaled her support for pro-Hamas protesters who have mobilized against the destruction of Gaza. They are showing exactly what the human emotion should be as a response to Gaza, she said. He concludes his piece at National Review by saying Kamala Harris is a menace to the American system. Her advancement to the presidency would be a terrifying prospect for liberty and law. You know, the issue of her as a prosecutor is one that Tulsi Gabbard went after. And I played you the clip yesterday on the show when Tulsi Gabbard went after her. But there's a great piece in The Atlantic about this by Connor Fiersdorf when Kamala was a top cop. And she was a person who used the powers of her agency to go after her enemies. So when she was the Attorney General of California, and even when she was a district attorney, she used the power of her office to go after political foes. She's dangerous. Kamala Harris is dangerous. Make no mistake about it. She's one of the most dangerous people out there, no doubt about it. And she will be an absolute disaster if she becomes president of the United States of America. Here's a flashback for you from 2016. She spoke with Charlemagne the God back then, and she said Russia did interfere in the election. So she's also a Russia, an election denier, peddler of Russian disinformation, the lie, the Russia collusion lie, and all of it. Cut number 10.
Elections matter. When you win an election, you get to set the rules.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's
what
I'm
scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you... you know, fight against that in 2020.
You are absolutely right. So, again, as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I will tell you that we should believe exactly what the intelligence community has told us, which is Russia did interfere in the election of the President of the United States in 2016.
See that? So she's one of those people, again, total deep state. We love the idea of the deep state, whatever the deep state tells us, all these other things. They love it. They love the idea. So you see what I mean about this, right? This is exactly the problem with her. She's dangerous. She's a dangerous authoritarian. She was also at the center of the Biden health cover-up. Here's a little montage for you. Vice President Kamala Harris insisting that Joe Biden's age and health have not in any way impacted his abilities. Cut number 11.
I think you will see that we have a very bold and vibrant president in Joe Biden.
I'm not going to engage in that hypothetical. Because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election.
Not only is he absolutely authoritative in rooms around the globe, but in the Oval Office.
And I can tell you, this is someone who is tireless in terms of working on behalf of the American people.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts. And clearly, politically motivated. Gratuitous.
Gratuitous. It's gratuitous, you see. Don't believe your lying eyes. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I got to tell you, you know, when it comes to getting away, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey makes it easy for you and your family to have an amazing, amazing fall getaway. Before you know it, it's going to be fall. I'm excited, though. I really am. I'm excited because Cape May is beautiful in the fall. The weather is great. The crowds are gone, and you'll have an amazing time there. You really will. And you'll also save some serious money. Now, we're going to be back there Friday, September 6th, as I mentioned, so make your reservation today to join me at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And when you book your fall getaway, the longer you stay, the more you save. That's right. They've got great midweek packages available for you. You get resort credits, and you can use those resort credits for food and drink purchases at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, the gift shop, and so much more. And the Grand Hotel has an indoor heated pool and an outdoor heated pool as well. And you'll love the weather. The restaurants are great in Cape May. There's so much to do. It's just a fun place to be, and the weather is always beautiful this time of year. So here's some of the details about these various packages. Stay two nights, you're going to save 10%. Stay three nights, get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits that can be used, like I mentioned, at Hemingway's and other places throughout the resort. The Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor, one indoor. The Grand is my happy place for a reason. Book today. You will not be disappointed. And if you're thinking about an event this fall, well, it's a beautiful place to have a wedding, baby shower, bridal shower, corporate events. The Grand Hotel of Cape May will make it happen for you. Just reach out to my friend Caitlin. She can make amazing events come true. Book direct with them for the best rates by calling 800-257-8550. 1-800-257-8550 or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. You're going to love it there. And mark your calendar for our next live show, Friday, September 6th at my happy place, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Kamala Harris went to bat for dirty prosecutors as California Attorney General. This is from Reason.com. The newest member of the Senate Judiciary Committee has a record on criminal justice. Some of it's not pretty. If you scroll through the carefully manicured Twitter account of then-Senator Kamala Harris, a rising star in the Democrat Party, you'll find lots of references to justice, right? Justice. Well, here are some of them. When a judge removed the entire Orange County District Attorney's Office from a death penalty trial in 2015, after it was revealed in a bombshell memo that the sheriff's department had been running an unconstitutional jailhouse informant program, Harris's office appealed the removal. Quote, the attorney general believes the findings of the court regarding the discovery violations in this case are serious and demand further investigation. But as the court found, there is no direct evidence that the district attorney actively participated in the concealment of this information from the defense and the court. In 2015, the California Attorney General did announce it was conducting an investigation into the affair, but that report has never been released. And the jailhouse snitch scandal tainted more than a dozen criminal cases, including several murder trials. In 2010, as the district attorney for San Francisco, a California Superior Court judge excoriated Harris's office for failing to notify defense lawyers of known misconduct by a drug lab technician that later led the San Francisco police to shut down an entire section of the lab. The judge wrote that an internal office memo showed that prosecutors at the highest levels of the district attorney's office knew that this guy was not a dependable witness at trial and that there were serious concerns regarding his crime lab. The judge wrote that Harris and her office had a duty to implement some type of procedure to secure and produce information relevant to the guy's criminal history. However, the judge's request that prosecutors explain why nothing happened were met with a level of indifference. As California Attorney General, Kamala Harris's office continued to display indifference toward concerns of misconduct. In March of 2015, the California Attorney General appealed the dismissal of a child molestation case after a Kern County prosecutor falsified an interview transcript to add an incriminating confession. Her office, citing state court precedent, tried to argue that the prosecutor's action was certainly conscience-shaking in the sense that it involved false testimony by a prosecutor in a formal criminal proceeding, but it did involve brutal and offensive conduct employed to obtain a conviction. In other words, the defendant's false confession wasn't beaten out of him and therefore didn't violate his constitutional rights. The judge disagreed and threw out the conviction. In another case in 2015, her office opposed a post-conviction appeal by a defendant who was sentenced after the prosecutor in the case lied to the jury about whether an informant received compensation for his testimony. A state court found the prosecutor's testimony was sheer fantasy. The former chief judge of the Ninth Circuit, an outspoken critic of prosecutorial misconduct, who's now retired, proceeded to flay the deputy attorney general who had the unfortunate job of defending Kamala Harris's position that the prosecutor had not lied. He was asked the question of why unethical prosecutors weren't being charged with perjury or disciplined at all for their misconduct. Harris or someone in her office could prosecute these cases if she thought this was a serious matter that was not being handled by the local authorities. Has that happened? Has an investigation been done? Have any steps been taken to show that California does not condone prosecutors going on the stand and lying to the jury in a criminal case? The answer was no. This is just some of the stuff coming out about her now. It was actually a New York Times piece about her that was written back in 2019. Kamala Harris was not a progressive prosecutor. The senator was often on the wrong side of history when she served as California's attorney general. Now, I don't have time to get to this article today. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But bottom line is this. She is, without a doubt, an authoritarian who has no regard for civil liberties and no regard for the constitutional rights of defendants. Now, does that shock you considering how she's cheering on the use of the criminal justice system to go after her political opponents? You know that she actually had more than 600 cases that were handled by a corrupt technician in her office that were later dismissed. She championed state legislation under which parents whose children were found to be habitually truant in elementary school could be prosecuted, despite concerns that it would disproportionately affect low-income people of color. I wonder how that's going to play when that comes out. Eventually, and it will. All this stuff's going to come out. I mean, all of this is coming out now. You know what I mean? I want to play this clip for you. This is Kamala Harris arguing that they could take away, get rid of private health insurance. This is her during her CNN presidential town hall in 2019. She said a lot of very kooky things. It's weird because you would think, well, if she's a progressive prosecutor, then wouldn't she just be for releasing criminals? No, she's an authoritarian first and foremost. In the same sense that Larry Krasner is an authoritarian, but different, Kamala Harris is also of that mindset, right? The criminals are the victims. However, she'll use her office and all the powers to go after the people she wants for her own political gain. She was the attorney general at a different time, back then when it was a tough law and order kind of a mindset. And so she tried to show everybody she was tough on law and order by going after people and abusing her office as attorney general to do so, something Tulsi Gabbard hammered in 2020 during the presidential debate. And my point to you is that at some point, all this is going to come out and it's not going to play well. It's not going to play well for Kamala Harris. But here's her talking about eliminating private health insurance. Take a listen.
Just to follow up on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, to reiterate, you support the Medicare for All bill, I think initially co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders. You're also a co-sponsor on it. I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care. And you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that.
Let's just eliminate all that. She's power the government to eliminate all that. Here's Kamala Harris also talking about how she wants to have taxpayer-funded health benefits for illegal immigrants. Take a listen.
Must be addressed.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country anything.
Sorry, did I cut that off?
No, my computer just seized up. Hang on.
Did it seize?
Yeah. His idea of stopping.
Shoot.
Well, now I hear you.
I know. I pulled up a tweet and it was me talking. I didn't mean to, but.
Oh, well, it actually had nothing to do with the clip randomly freezing.
Okay. Two totally separate occurrences.
Happened at the same time, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, she is very clear. She wants to give benefits to illegal immigrants. No doubt about it. So all this stuff is going to come out, more and more of it. Her wacky days as prosecutor, her wacky days as a presidential candidate, the crazy things she said to try to get that nomination. It's all going to come out, and it's going to be her demise. I'm telling you. Look, the reason why she's such a disaster is because she has a record, and it's not a good record. And that record is coming out. Little by little, drip by drip, it's coming out. Now, the Democrats still have time, and that's why I still believe that if it winds up that Kamala Harris is not the president or not the Democrat candidate, she may be the nominee, but not the candidate. Remember, according to the rules, you have to first be the nominee in order to leave if you're going to transfer the money. So if there is a backroom deal at play, that's how it has to happen. So if she gets nominated next week, don't be shocked. It still doesn't necessarily mean she's going to be the candidate. I don't know yet. I'm not sure how all this plays out, but I have my doubts. Here's a clip of Kamala Harris talking about, again, a 70% tax rate, and that every car should be eliminated in the next 11 years. Okay, this is not going to play well in Michigan, a must-win state where you have a lot of people who, guess what, build cars. Take a listen.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She officially has more Twitter followers than Nancy Pelosi. She's on 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical. And she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years. Everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that she is challenging the status quo. I think that's fantastic. I think that, you know, I used to teach before, especially before in the last few years. And the thing that I always loved about teaching was when you teach, it requires you to defend the premise. Mm-hmm. And it requires you to re-examine the premise and question, is it still relevant? Does it have impact? Does it have meaning? And I think that she is introducing bold ideas that should be discussed.
Bold ideas that should be discussed. Defending AOC's policies. It's going to go over very well in Michigan and Pennsylvania, too. Really, really well. Remember, don't forget, we played the clip yesterday of her saying she wants to end fracking. Absolutely end fracking. How the hell do you win in Michigan and Pennsylvania with those kind of policies? Even supporting those ideas in any way, shape, or form. It's bad. Here's Chuck Schumer pulling a Jeb Bush moment, a please clap moment, as he awkwardly announces his support for Kamala Harris. Cut 22.
So now that the process has played out from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to.
Oof, that's awkward. How did the process play out? How was it a Democratic process? You guys just ran roughshod over everybody and pushed Joe Biden out of the race. That's what happened. It was a palace coup. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. In fact, Chuck Schumer doesn't deny forcing a sitting president and the major party nominee off the ballot. He dodged questions about asking Biden to drop out of the race. Cut 23.
You had a number of conversations with the president over the last several weeks. You went up to Delaware. That was described as a bit of an emotional meeting of sorts. I'm wondering, did you ever personally ask him not to run for re-election?
Look, what I would say is that the president has done an amazing, amazing job as president, one of the best we've ever had. And he put his country first and made the right decision. Thank you, everybody.
When Kamala Harris was prosecutor, there was a guy in California named George Gage. George Gage was an electrician with no criminal record. He was charged in 1999 with sexually abusing his stepdaughter and reporting the allegations. She reported the allegations years later. The case largely hinged on the stepdaughter's testimony, and Mr. Gage was convicted. Afterward, the judge discovered that the prosecutor had unlawfully held back potentially exculpatory evidence, including medical reports indicating that the stepdaughter had been repeatedly untruthful with law enforcement. Her mother even described her as a pathological liar who lives her lies. In 2015, when the case reached the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, Ms. Harris's prosecutors defended the conviction. They pointed out that Mr. Gage, while forced to act as his own lawyer, had not properly raised the legal issue in the lower court as the law required. The appellate judges acknowledged that this impediment and sent the case to mediation, a clear signal for Ms. Harris to dismiss the case. When she refused to budge, the court upheld the conviction on that technicality. He's still in prison serving a 70-year sentence. That's not an outlier. Ms. Harris also fought to keep Daniel Larson in prison on a 28-year-to-life sentence for possession of a concealed weapon, even though his trial lawyer was incompetent and there was a compelling evidence of his innocence. Relying on a technicality again, Ms. Harris argued, Mr. Larson failed to raise his legal arguments in a timely fashion. That time, she lost. She also defended Johnny Backa's conviction for murder, even though judges found a prosecutor presented false testimony at the trial. She relented only after a video of the oral argument received national attention and embarrassed her office. There's a guy named Kevin Cooper, a death row inmate whose trial was infected by racism and corruption. This is from the New York Times. He sought advanced DNA testing to prove his innocence, but Ms. Harris opposed it. After the New York Times expose of the case went viral, she reversed her position. All this is a shame because the state's top prosecutor has the power and the imperative to seek justice. But in cases of tainted convictions, that means conceding error and overturning them. Rather than fulfilling that obligation, Ms. Harris turned legal technicalities into weapons so she could cement injustices. You know why she did that, of course? She did that to advance her own political career. I mean, that should be terrifying. Somebody who would go after and use the criminal justice system to weaponize it like that for her own political benefit is the most terrifying person there is. Imagine her as president with the United States Department of Justice at her disposal. I mean, if she'll do that to like poor people who are arrested for crimes who are clearly innocent, what will she do with the DOJ under her command? I mean, that's the question we should all be asking ourselves right now. In the book, The Truths We Told, her recently published memoir, this article is several years old, she said, America has a deep and dark history of people using the power of the prosecutor as an instrument of injustice. She says, I know this history well, of innocent men framed, of charges brought against people without sufficient evidence, of prosecutors hiding information that would exonerate defendants, of the disproportionate application of the law. And all too often, Kamala Harris was on the wrong side of history. This led to them coming out against her when she ran for president back in 2019 and then 2020. And I'm just telling you right now that if she is able to become the president of the United States and she's able to wield the Department of Justice, could you imagine what they'll do to people who are pro-life, for example? I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet. Intimidating moms at school board meetings. As Attorney General, she mandated implicit bias training. She was awarded for her work in correcting a backlog of testing of rape kits. But Kamala Harris was one of the people who put people in prison for petty drug crimes, too. How's that going to play when all that comes out as well? She was somebody who went about going after people for marijuana crimes, even laughing at the time for putting people in jail over marijuana crimes. It was only when the tide changed and people started coming out and saying, maybe you shouldn't be putting people away for pot, that she saw the political writing on the wall and reversed course. But not after damage had been done to a lot of people in the state of California. She's not a woman of principle. She's an opportunistic hack who will use her office to benefit Kamala Harris. That's who she is. That's why when she ran, all these left-leaning publications went after her back then. That's what happened. All right, we have a big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead for you. I think Kamala Harris is going to be a disastrous candidate. I still am not convinced she'll be the actual candidate. Listen, I've been telling you about one of the greatest finds of Mama Zioli, and that's our dentist, Dr. Mike Venaria of Venaria Dental. As you know, my whole family goes to Dr. Mike, whose level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. You know, it's now July. Have you made your appointment to see the dentist yet? If not, you got to do it. Come on, what are you waiting for? And when it comes to that beautiful, healthy smile we all want, Dr. Mike Venaria has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike Venaria. If you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done or going to the dentist, get off the fence and reach out to Dr. Mike today. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your appointment or free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit venariadental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, venariadental.com. Trust me when I tell you Dr. Mike's going to give you the smile of your dreams. You're going to be so happy. Your smile lights up a room, and you deserve to have a beautiful one. And you'll get that with Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.